This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is brushing off the growing calls to halt the military offensive in Gaza and vowing to finish the job. A member of his war cabinet has threatened to invade the southern city of Rafah if remaining Israel hostages are not freed by the upcoming Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Israel's government has not publicly discussed a timeline for the ground offensive on Rafah, where more than half the enclave's 2.3 million Palestinians have sought some type of refuge. Comments by retired general and war cabinet member Benny Gantz represent an influential voice, but not the final word on what might lie ahead. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Tuesday on an Arab-backed resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, with the United States announcing it will veto. Algeria, the Arab representative on the council, put the draft resolution in a final form that can be voted on this weekend. Council diplomats speaking on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak about it publicly said the vote will take place Tuesday morning. In addition to a ceasefire, the final Algerian draft obtained by the AP rejects the forced displacement of Palestinian civilians and demands the immediate release of all hostages taken by Hamas during the surprise October 7th attacks. Dwindling ammunition threatens Ukraine's hold on the 620-mile front line under withering assault by Russian artillery. Its defensive lines are in jeopardy. Ukrainian forces withdrew from one city in the Donetsk region on Saturday after daily Russian onslaughts from three directions to form the last 4 months. Avdiivka was a stronghold for Ukrainian positions.